Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. And the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is The Old Guard. It is a 2020 fantasy action film starring Charlize Theron. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was my cup of tea. It was a fun action movie with a simple premise. Executed on it well. I really enjoyed it. What about you?
Me too. I enjoyed it. It's my cup of tea. It's a really nice, dark, gritty sort of action film. And the action is really well done. It's got some great performances. Really solid movie.
So Tim, for folks who haven't seen it, give them a rundown.
When two of their team are kidnapped, a group of immortal mercenaries go to war with the shady corporation who took their comrades. Mike, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
As you called out, the action is awesome. I'm tired of watching all these shaky cam action movies where I have no idea what the heck's happening. This was clean, choreographed, beautiful action. It was engaging the entire time, and it was fun to watch. In particular, there's a scene where Charlize Theron's character's fighting a bunch of bad guys in the church. It looks great, and it's easy to follow, and it's really fun to watch.
I agree. The action is really well executed. They clearly took the time and the effort to choreograph these well and to shoot them in an interesting way. They also have a lot of fun with some of the more gruesome aspects of somebody who can live forever. You know, people getting shot or people getting hurt in ways that are really gruesome, but also if you got a dark sense of humor, they're kind of fun too. I also really enjoyed Charlize Theron. I think you've got to call her out in this movie. She's fantastic. And her athleticism and her skill and her commitment really sell these action sequences and really sell them.
Makes me believe that she can actually do the things that she's doing on screen. That really helps, and it all adds credibility to the plot of the movie. It's simple. These immortal beings are going to be captured so that humanity can uncover their immortality, and her ability to execute these action scenes breathe a lot of life into this plot that's time-honored and tested.
Also, I would really like to see more of these. That's a really nice thing about this film. It makes me want more of this world, more of these characters. Michael, what didn't work for you about the film?
I mean, this plot has big holes. These immortals, in theory, have been around for quite a long time, yet they make such stupid decisions at times. It makes you wonder, like, if these folks have been around this long, how are they making the decisions that they're making?
How are you this dumb after how many hundreds of years of being alive?
100%. It really casts doubt on that. It really pulls you out of the movie. In particular, there's one scene that you brought up to me while we were watching it, where Charlize Theron is sent into a situation where her gun is actually not loaded. There's no bullets in it. Which there's actually a major weight difference in a gun if you don't have bullets in it versus having bullets in it. You think as a mercenary who's been around for thousands of years, that's something she might have picked up on.
You'd think she'd know those things. For me, the one thing that really pulled me out is the villain. He does not look like the villain of this movie. I don't buy him for a second. He looks like maybe the youngest son of the villain in this movie. I don't believe him. He pulled me out.
Looked like he wandered in from the intern fair and was just doing some villainy that day. It didn't really work.
Not at all. Michael, when would you recommend the film?
This was a really good action movie. If you're wanting to just flick on an action movie and it's going to be really engaging and entertaining and suck you in, this one's really good.
I agree. This was a lot of fun. It's dark, it's gritty, but there's some really good action. It's going to pay off for you if you check it out. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.